Hop up to the table.
Yeah, please sit up at the table, you don't have to sit up there, right? And so, kind of our discussion this morning was, we read the county manager's response to Carolina Beach, which was nicely worded to leave out anything about Carrie Beach, which we understand. And so we're like, okay, we'll make a request and then see how it goes. And so one of the things we don't want to do in our request is to get any facts wrong, right? Because we don't want the argument, we don't want staff to say, hey, they're not talking about the right thing. So we want to get the facts right. So we appreciate you coming down. So if we've got factual errors, we want to change that. And then from our position, I think the board has not consensed, it didn't feel like this morning, on where we are at the end. But what we want to do is at least know the staff. We want the same feedback from the staff at Carolina Beach. Got to tell us what the deal is, right? And then we got to figure out after that what to do about May 5th, right? So right now we want to get it to you guys so y'all can tell us, here's what we're going to recommend, here's why. And I think from our standpoint, the questions in the letter that we really wanted to make sure we asked were really around the alignment plan. I don't know if it got in there or not, right?
No, actually, the alignment plan, there's two letters. There's one letter without an alignment plan, and there's one.
When you say alignment, I'm talking about the template.
No. How we get. So, one is in the staff's view that in the long term.
The same schedule. I forgot to redo the letter.
Right. In the staff's view for the long term for the RT, do we think the right thing to do is get everybody on the same schedule? Is that, we think that's what y'all think, but we don't know. And then secondly, if that's true, if it's not true, then it's kind of a moot point. But if it is true, then the second question is, how do we think we're going to get there? Right? And so kind of our view around this federal money and state money is it gives us an opportunity to sort of get on alignment.
Craig.
Potentially.
It's right there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's the next to last sentence in there, right?
Yeah.
So I think from our view, if we're going to make a jump sometimes, having federal money available mutes the impact of the RT to get us on the schedule, if that's the plan. And we don't know if it is or not, but we sort of, at least my view is, I think that's the sense of the plan long term, is to get everybody lined up. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm asking now more of a question. And so what I told council is, if that's the plan, federal money available out of sequence doesn't happen very often. This is the time for it to happen. So if that's the plan, that may be the way we should argue to get staff on our side for this view, right? And I'm sort of mixed. I don't know where the rest of the commissioners are. I ask them to think about it. I'm mixed on whether, if staff says, we're not supporting it, whether we have a big care in the fight or not, right? I go back and forth on it, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm not saying, do you agree with me? Does it make sense, my position, right?
The question of the timing is pertinent.
Right.
Is it pertinent right now? I don't think so.
Okay.
And the reason being, all right, I'm going to have to give you, I met with your planning group 2 years ago. Your environmental stormwater committee, whoever that was, 2 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. My plan from then to now hasn't changed much.
Okay, good.
This is Layton's vision.
No, that's good. Okay, that's fair enough. We understand it's not the county manager's, it's your thoughts, right? Right?
This is Layton's vision.
Okay.
Layton's trying to get a local capability for each of these projects.
100% agree, right?
Not knowing what the feds are going to do,
okay.
We got to have a backup plan.
Right, exactly right. Yep.
I've got Carolina Beaches. I'm looking at I'm sitting down with the contractor tomorrow at 10:30 and going over the final draft for the submittal of Curry Beaches.
Okay.
My intent is to go after Risle Beaches next year.
Okay.
I'm getting them just as the Corps builds them. Nothing different. And the reason I'm doing that is to expedite the acquisition of those permits.
Yeah, okay.
Once I get a permit, then I'm in a better position to start leveraging things.
Yeah.
Okay. For me to suggest, request Curry Beach and Carolina Beach to go to a four-year cycle, I've got to have some science.
Right.
Okay. I'm not coming in here, oh, I think you need to go 4 years, we'll save money.
Right.
How do you know, label? I don't.
Right. I got you.
All right. For the same perspective, to go to Wrightsville Beach, I need to know, all right, can they use a three-year cycle?
Right.
Is there going to be enough erosion every 3 years to need to put sand there? To have that information, I've got to build a data set. I've got to build science.
Okay.
That has started with us hiring these annual monitoring, these transects. It's going to start giving me information.
Right.
Once I have these permits in place.
No. So one on that. So historically, Curie Beach has that data set, right? Because we've been building it. And when we talked about funding that position, Curie Beach pointed out, and I think rightly, I want to make sure that I understand it, that we have been doing it exactly how you're proposing this consultant do it from the beginning, from 95. So
that's not my understanding.
Okay.
I know you have been doing surveys.
Right.
Whether or not they've been from the toe to out to closure, I don't know that it's been a bad
John
detail.
Said that there were a lot of things the consultant that was hired could do that he could not
okay.
do.
Okay, that's fine, okay.
But I must say, what he has done is much more than some have done.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And I'll leave it at that.
No, I agree.
Okay,
even though it was required, right?
Here we go, so okay. I'm getting survey data.
Okay, good enough, okay.
I get these permits in place. Once I have them in place, then I can start, all right, is it time to pick a firm, perhaps one I already have under contract, perhaps not, to start evaluating the templates.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is a situation you've got at Curry Beach. They built a template. Part of it was for the beach. Your dune field has grown into that beach area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's got negatives and positives.
Right.
The negative is you've lost some of your run on the beach.
Right.
The positive is you gain extra protection of your infrastructure.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I want to evaluate a template that kind of picks it up and moves it waterward
mm-hmm.
to gain a little bit more beach and not lose the protection of that infrastructure.
Right.
I can't do that like that.
Yeah.
I've got to take these steps.
Okay.
That's where I'm trying to go.
Okay.
That's not going to happen tomorrow, folks.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
So, are you waiting until you do that research before you make a decision on whether it'll be a 3-year or 4-year?
Yes, session? I have to have that science to help me evaluate the erosion rates, where and why.
So right now, we're not saying that, okay, we do ours this year, and we're going to immediately go to a 4-year thing.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Or we could stay at a 3-year thing.
I'm not saying who goes when or where.
Right.
Okay.
I don't have the data to
make
that call.
And so even if we wait until 16, hopefully you'll have the data by then to figure out whether our next one would be 19 or 2020.
And honestly, yes. Yes.
Right.
It will be out years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so
then the kind of my point about matching up, staff's point is, well, you know, we're not ready to make that decision, so we wouldn't support it for that reason, right?
Yeah.
So we're just trying to understand the drivers of the decision, right? Like I told you last night.
Yep.
And then we as a council got to decide, are we trying to push through them or not? Because Carolina Beach should now be happy, although Chris's letter had, you read it, I assume. He said 500,000 cubic meters and 1.8 million, and those don't match up in the stuff that I've seen, but maybe they do
you
now.
You kind of talked about the veneer.
It's like two different things.
That was the difference between.
You mentioned the word.
If you look at the four. Can I talk? The
it's
top
option.
Four.
Is the bottom.
The top one on the left.
Okay, that's
the full project.
Those are my four spreadsheets.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah.
The veneer.
Right.
is 4.1 million total. And there's $727,000 state dollars.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
My initial thought was, in order to keep a 65-35 project cooperation agreement, just like we always have,
right,
we would match that. So the state would bring in 727, we'd bring 727, you do the math up, and you get a $4.1 million project.
Right.
That was my preferred going in.
Yep.
I got an email from the Corps 4:30 last night, or Monday night before the Carolina Beach meeting, that says we do not have, at this time, the ability to bundle another project with that. Therefore, that project has to pull the full weight of mobilization. It throws it out the window. Your $4.1 million total is going to get eaten up by $3 million in mobilization.
The mobilization equals the amount of money you're going to spend for the sand.
Right.
Twice as much almost.
Yeah.
So that particular alternative, in Layton's mind, with the new information, changed my position.
Right.
So that's why I've gone to and support the 7.4. They've got 4.8.
Right, which is 900,000.
490,000 yards.
So what was the top one then?
I'm looking at the Corps numbers. I'm not sure. I have to go back and look at mine. If you've got another copy, I can
that's
talk
that
to it.
Carolina Beach or Carey Beach? Because Carey Beach was over 500,000.
These are the. And I don't have my glasses.
Okay. All right. This veneer.
Right.
That was the cheap one.
Right.
Yep.
That's okay. Which I thought was 500,000.
No.
That was like $200,000. Okay. Okay. I'm good now. Okay. You got me. Now keep it. Okay. If you have a question, okay. I can share with.
So it's the CSDR or CDSR is the
okay,
one that
so,
Chris
so
is referring
the CSD,
to.
Yes, the CSDR one is the $7.4 million right now.
Okay, I understand now.
Yep.
So what I was confused on is the numbers. Okay, so where did the 900,000 ever come from?
The 900,000.
There were 900,000 cubic feet for Carolina Beach, and where did that one come from?
I think that was the last.
That was the last time they did. I'm confused. Okay,
time, yeah.
I'm good. Okay.
Well, and that's good to point out. Carolina Beach, 989,200 cubic yards.
Right, last time.
1 year ago.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm good now.
All right, Curry Beach, 557,702 cubic yards.
Right.
1 year ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where we are.
And now, Curry Beach would be almost double, wouldn't they?
Double what?
What we got last year.
I think they proposed 380,000.
They're proposing 590.
Right.
So 590 after putting 560 on it last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was only half.
Not according to this $14.7 million estimate from Bob Kiesler.
Yeah.
Now, and that comes to the root of my question.
Right.
How much of that 560,000 cubic yards are out there?
Right.
Well, we're just taking all of it.
All of it's out.
I mean, they're going to hopper dredge it off the.
No. Some of it's still on the beach.
How much of it is left?
Okay.
Yeah, so how much is left? So that's his issue is that the dredge area has to refill.
Yeah.
And so.
No.
Well, maybe not refill.
Two different dredge areas.
Right.
Carolina beaches.
Yeah, I'm talking about Curry beaches.
Curry's is offshore.
I know.
All right. What refills out there is going to be non-beach compatible. It's going to be the silty stuff that moves along the bottom.
Oh, so then they take it from somewhere else?
Yep.
Oh, so then...
It's a big area.
I got you.
It's a big area. And in the Curry Beach project that I'm submitting for our application, we're calculating, and this is high-quality material, about 6 million yards out there.
Right.
Left.
Right.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
So my point for the... science versus the emotions.
Yeah.
How much of the 560 is there? Now, let me do a little history. In 2013, last year, how much money was congressionally authorized to Curry Beach?
None. That's why I had to fix it. Yeah.
None. FY14, in the work plan, We got money for FY15 and 16.
But we were told that.
And the president's budget, excuse me, and the president's budget, FY15, not one beach in the nation got sand money. Not one. Now, folks, I've been in the business a long time. Red flags went off like 4th of July. A fluke. 13 was a fluke. Have we ever had prorated dollars? That's a fluke. Spend your money now. 3 years later, whenever they finish, 3 years later, get your shovel out and dig up that can, that coffee can, with 17.5% in it. This is Layton talking.
Yeah, I understand.
You've got last year, this year, and next year, you're saving your money. We do your sand in 2016, you've got three more years, and we're back in Washington, going after money till 2047, just as hard as we can go. But you've added 6 years to your bank account. You spend your money in 14, in 3 years, you're digging up a can. You're potentially digging up a can.
But Layton, you can't guarantee that OMB won't step in and take that money away from them.
The colonel,
I know.
We had the conversation Tuesday morning. Chris called the colonel and spoke to him personally. The money was allocated for FY15 plans and specs and allocated for FY16 construction. The way it would be taken away?
Yeah, national emergency.
So,
yeah.
But let me ask you this, Slate, because I hear what you're saying, but if they're willing to put up $2 million, I mean, if we go in cycle, they'll be putting up $1.4 million. And they'll do that, I guess, in 2015 when we get started, because you guys, the Corps gets the money before they get started, don't they? So the 15 and 16 project, wouldn't we be giving our ROT funds to the Corps in 2015?
Okay, calendar year and fiscal year.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay.
We put sand on the beach, Crew Beach, 12-13.
So say the month and January of 2013.
It was July. It was damn near Easter.
Yeah. So the spring of 2013 is when Sam went on the beach. Right?
And the next time is due would be, let's call it the winter of 16.
That's fine. Yeah.
18 months from now.
Right.
18 months.
It is.
Okay. So that would be $1.4 million in 18 months.
Yeah.
Right? And now we're asking for $2.2 million. So there's $640,000 difference there. But you're saying that $640,000 difference between the 1.4, it's 2.2 now, or 1.4 later. You're saying not spending the 2.2 now somehow gives us 6 years. I don't catch how you got the 6 years of savings there.
It's your ability to bank your dollars until the event that there are no federal or state dollars and you have to pay 17.5%.
He's not talking about.
Well, he's talking about two different issues, right? So, issue one is, I think, and correct me if I got it wrong, Layton, is the reason the staff supports Carolina Beach is because they're out anyway at the end of the year. So, they don't have anything after this December.
Yeah.
And so, when the federal government came forward with money and the state government came forward with money, probably because both of them know Carolina Beach is out, staff supports that. Mm-hmm. We're a totally different issue. We are still in a cycle, so we still have a contract that still goes. And because ours started in 95, are they 50 years with us too? So we go to
2041.
2041, right?
We have 30,
47.
2047, right?
47. So, Rifle's 41.
Yeah, so he's like, you don't start messing around with that when you got 30 years left, versus Carolina Beach has nothing to lose at all, so staff should support that. Yeah. So that's one issue, and I think that's a pretty valid issue, right? I don't know how
how much it is,
but it resonates, right? That's a fair point.
And then the second point
of his is if the federal dollars go away and all the permits get arranged, well, I guess Carolina Beach isn't paying anything this year on the way you are doing it, right? Because you approved the full 1.8.
Yes, RIT is picking up.
Yeah, so what we would ask for is the full thing. So we wouldn't be saving anything. Y'all might recommend different. It may work out different. But you have time to build up for when they're gone and we actually do have to come up with our 17.5%.
Yeah.
Right?
Which hopefully wouldn't be before 2019.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Well, and I'm hoping it goes beyond 2019.
Right.
All right, and then, now this is Layton again.
Yeah.
Our focus, a focus, in Layton's opinion, would be to ensure that the state recognizes
our ROT
money's dollars
money. That's right.
Versus the federal dollars.
That's right.
If the ROT becomes the 65%,
right,
and the state retains its 17.5 participation, and y'all have time to build your 17.5 up, we're good in 2054. We've got a balance of a little less than $20 million in the bank.
Right. Yeah.
Now I still don't know why we're paying 17% because that's a damn county and state and federal beach.
Well, that's a separate issue, right?
Yeah.
We still got to work that.
I'm working the numbers that I have to work with.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, different.
Yeah. So I think from our standpoint, we're going to ask the question, right? We got to figure out if we got the facts right. And then once staff answers, we got to figure out what we're going to do. We're not going to blindside staff because I don't think that's how we do business. If we disagree with you guys, we will request you respond back, right? And, well, you know, I know you guys will, right?
Well, I'm capable tonight to tell you that staff's not going to support it.
Okay.
I've been given the permission to tell you that tonight. I didn't want to come here tonight and not be able to respond.
Okay, that's fair.
So,
and really, it's just a crapshoot. You know, you go ahead with it now, and the feds may very well do like you said and say, you spent your money for 2016. We're not giving you more. They could very easily do that.
I don't know that the state
we could not do it.
It
this year, and in 2016,
well, so why
we have an emergency and money disappears, so neither one of us can predict
in your opinion.
The Curry Beach portion, I'm not sure, unless it was just a matter of speculation on the Corps part. The Carolina Beach portion, okay. I don't do this well, but I'm going to try. The Corps came to me last April and said, Layton, what if?
Right.
I said, well, first, Riceville Beach has to be secured. It's their turn.
Right.
Secondly, you have to go to the state and see if they can participate. And if they do, then thirdly, I'll help support a 65-35 split for a last resort for Carolina Beach.
Right, which is right.
We were able to get those dollars put in.
Right.
The 808, I'm not sure where or why. I just simply don't know.
Well, so from the federal side, the same thing, right? Why? Because they caused all this question now, right? By putting that money out there, and it's like, why?
Exactly. Why?
Right?
Well,
that's what concerns me more than anything.
We're going to lose the 808, right?
Going to do what?
We're going to lose the 808.
Lose the 808. No. No. The 808, and I've talked to the division about this, they're willing to carry that 808 forward. And in March, when the Corps called me and the Division of Water Resources and told us about the work plan, when they told us about the $5.4 million, FY15 plans and specs, FY16 construction, on the phone, that very conversation, I asked the division, pencil us in for 15 at this amount. I also asked them to pencil in Carolina Beach at 2016 for this amount, knowing that the feds probably wouldn't be there anyway, but at least I got a little pencil on the paper.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone anywhere. It hasn't done anything. The budget is far from being approved and blessed. But those numbers are penciled in. 18 months from now, we will have all your federal dollars. We will have all the state dollars, and the ROT will come flying at you in 1.4 million.
Yeah.
Does that leave for us nothing?
What's that?
No, that is us.
Does that mean we won't be paying anything?
That's exactly what that means.
Yeah, which is how it's been in the past.
Yeah.
Now,
we're still saving money for it, but yeah.
Now you spend all your dollars today, and in 3 years.
We may or may not.
You tell me what's going to happen.
So that's the big concern to me too, right? Especially since I don't understand how it happened, right? So I mean, I understand people pulling. So there was none of us going up to the state or the feds asking about this, and suddenly it's happened. That makes me a little concerned too.
There were none of us who knew that Cherry Beach got dumped the last time either until it happened.
And Nobody knew that.
And it might just be Baker's last hurrah before he leaves in July. Maybe he's just... Because he seemed to have a way to do things up there that other districts didn't.
The reason... I'm convinced that the reason the Corps got a plus up in the work plan for Carolina Beach is that it was the 50th year.
That's what I think.
And somebody knows there ain't going to be no more.
Right, that's what I think too. And that's sort of... I mean, I think there's all kinds of weird things you never know because you don't hear.
Yeah.
So then separately, now we move out of the facts part to the political side, right? So
my, look at the time, I've got to get.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just giving you my input, right? Because when we do something you don't like, I want you to understand it potentially, right? So if we don't ask, and the first thing someone finds out, hey, there was Fed and state money, why didn't you guys ask? We don't have a good answer for that. If we ask and staff says, well, here's the reasons why, then we have, here's why we didn't go to the county commissioners and request more.
Well, your response is, you haven't lost a thing.
Well, I mean, I'm with him on this point. Something comes up. Like, if we don't ask for it, and something occurs, and for some reason, something really happens, that money goes away for some way, and they say, well, we offered it to you, you didn't take it.
That's right.
We wanted to do it for you, you wouldn't take it.
Okay.
Now you say, you want it, but we don't got it.
And I'm not saying that's your problem, I'm saying this is our council's problem, right?
Yeah.
So I mean,
so
I know that
if we ask, we at least did ask.
Yeah, your boss said come and answer the questions.
Okay.
Plus, if the county turns us down, we can blame it on them.
That's where I was going. You can throw me under the bus.
I'll
take it. But your response, why didn't you take the money? Because we're going to get the money in our cycle.
Right.
We're not jeopardizing 2019.
Right.
We didn't throw anything away. That money's federally authorized for Curry Beach.
Right.
We chose not to jump cycle and potentially be on the hook for 17.5 in 2019 or 18 or whatever the thing is.
Yeah, 16.
But
still, I don't think it'll play out in the minds of our property owners down here, or I don't think it'll play out in the newspaper. If we don't ask for it, I mean, if we ask for it and we're turned down, that's fine. But we need to ask for it.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
see where we're coming from.
Yeah, I mean, our guys are going to be mad.
It won't be the first time we've come in.
We got to ask. I don't know how.
Well, I'm not quite that.
That's right. If you ask for it and you get it, and in 3 years you get it,
not there.
Well, by the way, we got to get right. $1.3 million.
See, I'm thinking for discussion. We discuss about, but I don't know that I'm all that keen to ask for things that I know I'm going to get told no to. Right? I like to fight battles. I win. But I do want to understand the answer, right? I mean, from my standpoint, I think I'm even more where I was this morning. We ask staff, we send this to staff, get an answer of no, and then we talk about what we do to the county commissioners. But I'm thinking we don't do anything to the county commissioners and let them approve Carolina Beach. That's where I'm at now.
Okay, let me throw out a scenario that I don't think anyone's discussed.
Okay, good. That makes it even more money.
What about next year? We've got 18 months between now and your regular cycle.
Right.
We have a hurricane in the fall. You're devastated. Corps, fire up the bank account. We're ready to match you. Get them started.
That money's going to be gone by then.
In 18 months? It's your money.
He's talking about
In between now and your next cycle.
We have a big hurricane in August.
Yeah, well,
September.
If we have a hurricane in July, we're going to look like retards because we should already have it online. So that scenario doesn't really help us.
Sure. You heard the Corps. Well, some of you heard the Corps. The Corps said, we might not get y'all until FY15. We need to do Carolina Beach.
That's right. They got
we might not get you at 15.
Right.
So, it's amazing when a federal disaster happens, what can happen. Now, Dave, knock on wood, let's not have one.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, well, he said, we're not supposed to, so that's a danger sign to me.
We're not supposed to what?
Have a hurricane.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I think, Dean, for you and Emily's points, I tend to lean towards, and not to put you guys on the spot, but to send the request in so you can tell us no with the facts, right?
Yeah.
And then I think we need to talk, but I'm even more the point of, we're not going to go ask the county commissioners, override staff, we're just going to let them approve Carolina Beach.
Yeah.
That's sort of where I'm at.
I mean, we got to show something. I mean, that's...
As long as you send us some good facts that we can take back to our property owners and say, look, they turned us down and this is why.
Well, I think
and
he's on the record already, so I think he's done a good job, but I think writing it down would be good because he can refine the message, right? And I think then it's just we made a request, staff answered it, and it was a good answer, and we're going to stay in our normal cycle.
Yes.
And I think
I could agree with that.
It tells us more information, which is good, so we can answer it better. It refines our position a little bit. It refines staff's position, which is good. And then the county commissioners are like just dealing with Carolina Beach's issue, which I think they should deal with. And I like staff's recommendation for that. So I think, I know that's not what staff wants to hear, but I think asking and getting Chris to tell us no, and here's our reasons, which are good reasons.
That's what we need.
Are where I'm at if the rest of the council.
Yep.
And then 2 years from now, if the money all disappears, we can throw you under the bus again and say, look,
we're not going to do that.
We listened to you.
We want him finding the money.
What you told us.
Yeah, we want him finding the money. We don't need to throw anybody under
the bus. We need Layton for permission.
When you send a letter and you get, we appreciate your concern, but no thanks. So, what's your response to the press?
It's the county's fault.
That's exactly right. And I think that's a fair question, right? So staff should be concerned with
that. And that should be in the facts. Well,
the facts are.
And it must be all bad.
We have it allocated for next year.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think the facts are the Fed and state came up with money this year they wanted to spend. We discussed it. We're requested from staff, and staff's feedback was we should stay in our cycle because that's the best long-term position.
And staff sent us some good information, some good facts as to why they're doing this.
Okay, so let's...
Now, just so I've said that, we can't all control what the mayor says or anybody else says, but I think...
No truer words have ever been said.
Yeah, I know. I've been around him a while. I mean, So I don't know if they ever put me on last night, but last night, they interviewed me after the meeting, and what I said is it's a very complex issue and staff's working through it. We have federal and state dollars we have to figure out if we're going to try to get them or not, but we should look at it. And so that's completely with the message that I still have. Now, I don't think they ran it because no one called me and said they saw it on TV, so I guess they decided I was too boring. Or they're waiting until right before the county commissioners meeting. I don't know. And I told him, I said, I'm always scared when I talk to you guys because it never seems like what I thought I said is how it comes out. right?
Well,
so we're going to send the proclamation, the resolution to you, and you turn it down, but give us a good reason.
Yeah, give us your
put
reason.
That in the
minutes. You have it. He has it on tape. He has a reason. I think they're reasonable reasons, right? They're valid concerns. Whether you say they're right or not, no one can know. This is the issue, right? This is one of those leadership things that there's not an answer. You cannot have
the answer. Word what he said? What he said was, we're sending you a resolution and a letter, and if you still need, if you feel so strongly you have to turn us down, so be it. We're not saying, don't turn us down.
That's right, exactly right. Yeah, we're not giving you direction. We're asking you to answer it with your, what you think is the right thing for the long term. And tell us why.
I understand that when we were discussing Carolina Beach Tuesday morning, you were not left out of the conversation.
I didn't think you were, but his letter read like it didn't come up. Just so you know, if you would have written it differently, and you can tell him from me, and I'm glad to talk to him, if you would have written that letter differently that Curie Beach was addressed, we probably wouldn't be sending this to you. But since you didn't, we're going to make you answer the question, okay, which is what I told you when you left, right?
That's right.
And so you can tell, like, nice try, but no, right?
Well, I don't think it was a nice try.
Yeah.
I think
he answered the question.
That's right.
Right. So we're going to send you another question.
And you really, unless you want the answer, don't ask the question.
Right.
And don't volunteer to answer a question. It may not come up yet.
That's right. Right. So just, they're not letting us off the hook. We got to answer the question.
We are in the political phase of our discussion.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we totally are. Yeah.
Actually,
it's all political, right?
It's a factual phase, right? The factual phase is really saying, people offered us money. It'd be nice to use it. You'll tell us probably
why or why not
that, that you shouldn't use it because you don't want to mess with the validity of the fund for the long term.
Right.
That's what we can ask Kevin
right?
Brady.
And given that we don't know that, I guess we'll have to go with the experts.
Yeah.
Well, please don't refer to me as an expert.
Well, you're the expert.
You're getting paid to be an expert. There you go. Okay, you're a professional. Maybe not an expert.
I did the best I can with what good Lord gave me.
That's
all I need to
do. Took the job. You're the professional.
Okay, you gonna make a resume?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. So, were there any factual things before we do, Layton, that you see in either the resolution or the letter that you want us to correct? Because again, I don't want you to have to tell us the details are stupid.
Well, the numbers. This isn't the kind of thing I read in a group and absorb.
I'm in the office and absorb it.
The one thing that jumps out at me is the reduced mobilization cost.
You think we should take it out?
I don't know that that's there. There may be some gains by having a single firm.
That's what they told us.
That's what the Corps told us.
Yeah, that's what they told us. So, fine.
They're the experts on that paragraph.
You can say we don't agree with this one and then other stuff. I'm fine with that, right?
I mean,
but that's not in the details.
Not in the resolution.
It's not in the letter.
Yeah, it's in the resolution.
It doesn't.
Oh, I thought we took
it out. But it would be really great if they agreed with us next time.
Layton, the numbers are from the chart.
Yes, yes, you did.
So you don't see any glaring errors.
You may for it's to
well
use the course dollars.
And when I talked to Kiesler, he seemed to think we should go with
my dollars.
The higher.
There you go.
But whatever you guys want to do.
So
may I have tomorrow morning to chew up the numbers to make sure.
Yeah.
I understand what you're trying
so
to
do. So everything except for the numbers, we can pass it and then Nancy can put the right numbers in and he can sign tomorrow, I think, right? Because what I don't want is you get there, all the details wrong. No, that's not what we're asking, right? I'm not going to
tell y'all under the bus.
Yeah, yet. Okay.
Do we need to make a statement about the second last sentence? I mean,
do we just want to take that sentence out? Everyone, the one he's talking about is,
council
we'd like to
know
the county's plan for coordinated storm damage reduction projects. Should we just leave that off?
Yeah.
I think we can leave that out for the answer. I agree with you.
Good idea. Yeah.
Okay, so I make a motion that we pass resolution R14-05 with the town clerk to correct any numbers that are in arrears of the five financial numbers that are in there, and the mayor to sign it tomorrow. And also authorize the mayor to sign the attached letter with the exception of the next to last sentence being deleted, which talks about coordinating storm damage reduction projects on
the
schedule.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
A nod doesn't get to
stay. Oh,
there you go.
Good. Make a motion to adjourn.
So that was unanimous?
Yes, it was unanimous.
Can you ask us for all of her?
She to seconded. Adjourn. I second.
Made a motion to adjourn, sorry.
Oh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You don't want to adjourn.
Well, you can stay here as long as you want. You have a key. You have a key, not yourself.